Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Kirk McCaskill. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Winfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Gene Larkin. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Scott Laos. Batting 9th. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Deshays. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cora hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. Cora moves to second. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mack hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ventura hits a line drive into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Winfield strikes out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. 2 outs. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cora is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leos fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Cora. The throw from Harper and he is out, Knobloch applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Leos strikes out. 1 out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Larkin. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. 2 outs. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Burks who is chasing the ball. Pagliarulo reaches third base with a triple. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pagliarulo scores. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Cora fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. 1 out. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Puckett moves to second. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Winfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Puckett scores. It's 2-1. Twins. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McCaskill fires to first and picks off Winfield. Two outs. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Deshaies fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larkin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Laos is 0 for 1 in the game. Laos hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Pagliarulo hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Laos moves to third. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Mack. The throw from McCaskill to Cora and they have Mack trapped. The throw over to Thomas, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cora strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive off the glove of Ventura, and into shallow left field. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burks is 0-for-2 in the game. Burks bunts towards the mound. Deshays fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larkin strikes out. Fisk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Larkin out. Two outs. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Guthrie now pitching. JT Bruitt now playing right field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk strikes out. 1 out. Ozzie Gielen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gielen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gielen takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 0-for-3 in the game. Raines strikes out. 2 outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Gielen. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Gielen steals second. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cora is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Pagliarulo takes first base on ball 4. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burks. Mack reaches second base with a double. Pagliarulo moves to third. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-3 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett is walked intentionally. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Pagliarulo scores. Mac moves to third. Puckett moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Winfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Winfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Winfield reaches second base with a double. Mac scores. Puckett scores. Harbeck goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Twins. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. JT Bruitt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Bruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0 for 3 in the game. Burks hits a line drive into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.